Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Ministry Love, Making Relationships Work. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Show love to others. The Bible says we are to love one another. Sounds good, but can it be done? People are just plain irritating. Even people at church can be difficult to love. Sometimes it's hard to love our own family. How do we make love a significant characteristic of our lives? First, have the priority of love. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Loving people is difficult, and yet this is the Bible's command. We give time to what we consider important, and we have the freedom to set our own priorities. And in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39, Jesus pointed out that love must be at the top of the list. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." It's not hard to understand. Jesus gave love priority over all other Christian characteristics. Every thought, every motive, every word must, every act must pass through the filter of love, or it means nothing at all. Second, understand the importance of love. Matthew 22:40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's interesting. It would seem more logical for obedience to be the peg from which the law hangs, since the point of writing a law is observance. Yet Jesus placed love as the motivation for obedience. John 14:15 reads, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Also in our primary text, John 13:34, Jesus states, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Paul affirmed these words in Romans 13 and verse 10. Love does not harm, does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. We live in a society that depends on police to uphold the law. And yet, Jesus' simple command possesses more power to keep the law than any man-made system. If a person loves his neighbor, he or she won't commit adultery with his neighbor's spouse. If a person loves his co-worker, he or she won't lie to him. If a person loves his enemy, he or she won't slander him. Love fulfills the law. Because if we truly love every person, we won't want to hurt or violate him or her. The result is reduced lawbreaking. God established love as the motive for obedience. And then third, give the witness of love. John 13:35. "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." When we demonstrate Christian love, it distinguishes believers from the rest of the world. Jesus didn't say that people will know that you are his disciple if you promote his agenda, or if you wear Christian t-shirts, or a WWJD bracelet, or if you have a fish decal on your car. A watching world will be persuaded when our values are lived out. Jesus wants our relationship with him to be obvious and attractive. And how we relate to each other as believers is the nonverbal testimony. Why did he choose love for this purpose? Because love is a reflection of God's own character. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the second part of it, 2 and 17. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Believers are God's billboards for a watching world. When we treat others like God treated us, it impacts those paying attention. Christ has no hands but our hands, no feet but our feet, no voice but our voice. We are his ambassadors representing him to the world. And when we love as he loved us, it will make a difference. People will notice. And then fourth, practice the virtue of love. How do we demonstrate Christian love? Well, love values the other person. John 3:16. Agape love is not just a feeling. According to God's word, love is primarily an active interest in the well-being of another person. Love acts for the benefit of others. God loved us not because we could give him something, but because he chose to value us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everyone around us is of value to God. His one and only Son died in their place. Because people matter so much to him, they should matter to us. And we should love them as he did and as he does. And love is vulnerable to the other person. John 1, verse 11. Love opens its life to another person. It breaks down barriers and exposes the heart. Jesus left the glory of heaven to come to this world. He chose humanity to come and save us. And what did that get him? Well, John 1:11 says, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Love is a venture of sacrifice. Love gets its hands dirty. It takes a chance. It goes out on a limb. It takes a gamble. It does the unexpected. It makes an impression. Christian love inevitably carries a cost, and sometimes that cost is high. If there is no cost, there is no love. In the end, the goal of the Christian life is love. If we fail in our love, we've missed what it means to be a Christian. We will love. Will you love as God loved you? Will you love as God loved you? You have a great day.